here at the Commodity Classic. We are talking to BASF Technical Market Manager Nick Fassler about the research that's been done with headline fungicide. We talk about headline fungicide a lot, for good reason. It's a great product, and it's done great things for growers. We talk a lot about what it's done for corn and soybean growers, but you've done a lot of trials with other products that we don't talk about much in the Midwest, but they're very important to growers in the Southeast, and that's peanuts and citrus. Tell me a little bit about what headline does for products like peanuts and citrus.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work on southern crops. So peanuts and citrus, so let's first start off with citrus. We actually see some added benefits that are on our plant health label for citrus growers, that they see their crop actually mature more at the same time, where you get that ripening color. That's very important for them, for especially fresh produce, where they sell that product and they want a nice colorful orange or nice colorful lime. We see that ripening at a more uniform time, and a lot of these are very labor-intensive crops where they have to hire labor to come in there and harvest them. So the fewer trips you can do with people going through harvesting the crop as well is very important to them. So that's one benefit they've reported back to us. And also, you know, a lot of these specialty crops are highly sensitive to diseases, and these have been historic disease control markets. And headlines performed extremely well, used over and over again in those crops, and growers keep coming back to it. So it just kind of shows the benefit and the excellent activity you have on disease control, especially under those climates in the southern U.S., and that's why it looks so good in corn and soybeans as well. And then you mentioned peanuts. Peanuts is a crop that is susceptible just to all sorts of different leaf spot diseases and very, very aggressive diseases, and that's probably putting headline under the most pressure of performance. And what we see there is just an overall increase in quality of those peanuts and then yield at the end of the season from those applications of headline. And, you know, they're looking at a fungicide program where they're spraying, you know, upwards of 8 to 10 times with a rotation, and they want to maintain two of those headline applications in the important parts of the growing season to see the plant health benefits as well as the disease control pieces and quality benefits they see from that application.
Now, the things that you say about headline, it's not just stuff that you're making up or stuff that you've just done in your own testing. You've actually done thousands of grower trials in all sorts of crops. Tell me about that, about how you know how well headline works from the growers themselves.
Exactly. We've done thousands and thousands of trials. And I would say, first off, at BASF, we knew it was a good fungicide when we brought it to market. Mm-hmm. And then growers started using it in their systems and started applying it in different ways to really try to push their yields. And they found these opportunities to see these great yield responses. And it's probably taken us further with the on-farm trial piece, where growers are out there looking at multiple timings, looking at, you know, when is the optimum timing. And that's something we've really worked with them in unison to find those application timings. You look at crops like you know, corn and soybeans were ones that there wasn't fungicide applications historically in the past, unless it was a specialty crop. They've really grabbed a hold of that. Some newer crops, sunflower, they've seen some disease issues in the past. A lot of growers in those main sunflower growing regions have really adopted this practice as well. And in the South, some new uses. In Florida, they've actually requested a Section 18 for sugarcane. There's been a few new species that have moved in and been very aggressive on sugarcane down there. They've seen a multi-ton yield increases in their sugar production from the treatment of headline on certain sugarcane varieties that are susceptible to this rust disease they have down there now. So a lot of opportunities, and a lot of this has been driven from the growers as well as what we knew going into it.
Now, you talked too about some things. You know, this is a fungicide, but it's also for plant health benefits. What about drought stress? How does headline help in a situation where a plant's under drought stress?
Well, it's like any situation. You know, you're going to need rain. And what we've done quite a bit of greenhouse work where we can remove rain as an issue and control the overall temperature environment. And I would say in some cases what we see is that plant remains healthier, doesn't start to senesce for maybe a day or two difference compared to the untreated. So basically what headline's going to be able to do is just help that crop mitigate that stress to some degree, and hopefully you get that next rain shower under those severe drought conditions. You know, some of the data that we have in cereals and other crops is where we can see a reduction in canopy temperature. So that plant's able to maintain more moisture. It's not respiring, not translocating as much water, so it maintains more water within the plant. And then also we've done some work looking at different irrigation regimes in corn, where you're just maintaining a higher production of grain with the same amount of water. So those are two factors where we can see where we're helping mitigate that drought stress, but you can never totally remove it without a good rainfall.
Thank you very much. Nick Fassler with BASF here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting. Here at the Commodity Classic, I've been talking to people from BASF, and we're talking about headline. And we're speaking with Gary Schmitz, who's the Regional Technical Service Manager with BASF, and we're talking a little bit about the yield benefits and the importance of those and what you found in your research from growers themselves, what they're reporting to you.
Well, we've been obviously testing Headline for a number of years, and when we brought it into the market in 2005, we had an extensive on-farm research program with growers for both corn and soybeans. And simply what they did is they tested Headline on their farm and they reported back to us how it worked. And their primary benefit that they reported back to us was yield. And so we've looked at that, and over the last, 6 years, because we did it prior to registration on some smaller plots on the farm. But what we've seen is about a 10 to 14 bushel increase in yield with Headline on corn. And then we look specifically at the hybrids, looking at those high-performing hybrids, those ones bred for top-end yield. What we're seeing is more of a 14 to 18 bushel increase with Headline on those hybrids. In soybeans, we're typically seeing about a 4 to 5.5 bushel increase average across the board over the last 5 or 6 years.
And every bushel is money in a grower's pocket.
Well, exactly. I mean, what we're allowing the grower to do is to help maximize his yield potential on those farms.
Well, now, we've gone a little bump up with Headline, and that's Headline Amp, and we just announced that last year. Explain to me what Headline Amp is. What's the difference between Headline Amp and Headline?
Certainly. Headline Amp, as you mentioned, this is going to be the first year that it's available for growers to use on their farm. It's specifically designed for corn disease control. And so what they'll get with Headline Amp is all the benefits that they've seen with Headline over the years, plus it has an additional active ingredient called metconazole, which is a best-in-class triazole and has very broad-spectrum control of many of the diseases that we find in corn.
And we're here at the Commodity Classic. Of course, you've got a lot of corn growers here. What are you hearing from the growers? How are they receiving this new Headline Amp?
Well, here at the Commodity Classic, we usually have the most innovative growers, so they're always looking for something new to try on their farm. So we've actually had a lot of interest thus far in new products and Headline Amp and trying it this year on their farms.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Gary Schmitz here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.